This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Oh, God, it smells. Ugh, I stink. I hate it so much. I just got a whiff of myself. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I switched to a new deodorant, all natural, no chemical, good for your body type deodorant. I got it at Whole Foods. I don't know the name of it. It's called like Mother's Nature Milk or some holistic type name like that. Anyway, I started using it because I watched this documentary on Netflix and watched a couple other things, and they were basically informing me that everything's going to cause cancer, but deodorant is definitely one of those things that you got to watch out for because it's going to give you the big C. Cancer, which is terrifying to me. So I thought, okay, I've been using Old Spice Pure Sport deodorant for a really long time, at least 8 years. And before that, I was using, I don't know, whatever deodorant came with like my cologne, or I would buy it based on smell. I wasn't paying attention to like cancerous chemicals. But after watching this, I'm like, oh shit, I got to make a change. So I'm trying out a new all natural deodorant, but my pits are over here smelling like a dirty turtle cage. And it's not cute. That's not chic. If this continues, you know, I'm not about to go into July smelling like this. I don't want to smell stanky. I want to be cute, smell fresh. So if you have a recommendation for a great all-natural deodorant, hit me up. Let me know what it is because I am down to try it. If not, I'm going back to my cancer stick. And on that note, welcome to an all-new episode of the Low Life Podcast. This shit show. I'm your host, Lo Von Rumpf, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Minus my pungent pits, this week has been great, and I hope you're having a great week too. I mean, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, the bees are a-buzzing. It's still Pride Month. It's a great time to be alive, right? Getting some vitamin D out there. Oh, and it's my favorite season right now. It's cancer season. Well, not the cancer that I was just talking about. I'm not talking about that cancer. I'm talking about the good kind of cancer, like astrology cancer, cancer sign. All my little Krabby Patties out there, it's your time to shine. It is cancer season and we're in good company. My birthday is June 30th and I don't get too excited for my birthday. I'm not someone who likes to have big parties and stuff. I used to when I was younger. Now I'm 31. I'm like, meh, you know, I like more of a tight little intimate affair, or a birthday in solitude is great. Last year was one of my favorite birthdays, and it was so not a birthday vibe. It was like a very low-key, chill moment. We went up to Lake Arrowhead, me and a few friends, and we cooked. Well, I cooked for everybody, which I love doing. And we hiked, and we played games, and we took mushrooms, and just enjoyed each other's company. It was great. It's one of my favorite birthdays I've ever had. So this year, I'll probably do something a little bit more mellow. Don't know what I'm doing yet. It's bittersweet for me because the last 14 years of birthdays, my entire adult life from the age of 18 to 31, I've spent it with little Dookie. So that's kind of tough for me because I miss him so much and I always love hanging with him, and he's been snorting and sneezing and cuddling up with me every single birthday. So it's definitely tough to not have him. And, you know, I'm glad I had him as long as I did. And some days are harder than others. But this birthday, I definitely am going to be missing him. That's for sure. I'm not super into astrology and horoscopes, but I do find it fascinating. And I'll look into it a little bit. I've read a couple books about it. And I have some friends that are super into it. So they've informed me of things. But I've noticed that I love me a water sign. And some of the closest people in my life, they're all water signs. So if you're a Scorpio, if you're a Pisces, or Cancer, you're my people. I love you so much. My mom, the queen, she's a Pisces. She's swimming in the water with us. My dad's a fellow Cancer, July 15th. One of the closest people to me, Sir Elliot Knight. He's also a Cancer. And one of my best friends in life, Max Pham Nguyen, he's the one I went to the cabin with in Lake Arrowhead. We have the same birthday. We're both born June 30th, which is really cute. So anyway, I've always been influenced by Cancers and I keep them in my close circle and I just love them. And we are in good company. Let me just share some of these fellow Cancers coming up this season, celebrating birthdays with us. We got Ariana Grande, Solange Knowles. I would love Beyonce, but I'll take Solange. She's cool. Selena Gomez. Hey, yo, she's a homie. Khloe Kardashian, favorite Kardashian. America's dad, not Bill Cosby. We're talking Tom Hanks. Meryl Streep, Jaden Smith, Lana Del Rey, Missy Elliott, oh, wow, George W. Bush, Elizabeth Warren, Margot Robbie, what a smoke show, Larry David, hilarious, Tom Cruise, okay, he's a weirdo, but I'll take him. I love a good Mission Impossible moment, Sylvester Stallone, Wolfgang Puck, Sofia Vergara, Harrison Ford, Forrest Whitaker, Gisele Bündchen, Benedict Cumberbatch, just to name a few. Oh, and Nelson Mandela. Damn. So we're in good company. So if you're celebrating a birthday in June or July, feliz cumpleaños, my kings and queens, my beautiful, emotionally intelligent, sensitive, sometimes moody, but heart as big as the ocean, the caretakers, the nurturers of this world, you deserve to treat yourself this month. I hope you're doing that because I'm sure as hell doing that. And it's the little things in life, the little things I get to indulge in, like my favorite snack. It comes out in the summer, which is the limited edition pickle popcorn from Trader Joe's. Oh, so good. I know the thought of that makes some people want to vom. I get it. Sounds like shit to some people, but don't knock it till you try it, boo-boo. If you're into pickles, which I am, specifically a Claussen pickle, that's my love language, then you're going to be all about the pickle popcorn from Trader Joe's. That one's delicious. The Popcornopolis also makes one that's limited edition. There's a lot of brands that do them, but my favorite so far has been Trader Joe's. But this is what I do. This is my favorite summer snack. Okay, so I take one bag of Trader Joe's pickle popcorn, right? Then I get one container of Blue Diamond salt and vinegar almonds. Oh my God, they're delicious. Put the salt and vinegar almonds into the pickle popcorn. Shake, shake, shake it up, okay? Then I add just a little bit of tahini over the top. Shake, 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 right over the top. Mix it all together, and then I put it in little individualized Ziploc bags, little zippies. And those are my snacks, my little salt and vinegar on-the-go snacks. I call that my little pickle puta trail mix. So I'll enjoy my pickle puta trail mix with a side of trashy sangria. And I'm living my best life. It's like life is good at that point. Let me know if you try it. Some of you have been trying the trashy sangria I mentioned a couple episodes back. So if you're trying a recipe, whether it be a Claussen pickles with the tahini, love that, or trashy sangria, or you're making my pickle puta trail mix, then make sure you tag me on the gram and I'll repost it. Get the word out. Spread the word on good snacks. Again, that's an acquired taste, that salt and vinegar flavor, but I love salt and vinegar. I love spice. So mixing the two together makes everything nice. I just got a TikTok account. I'm going to start posting to it. It gives me anxiety though. I'm like, oh God, there's so many apps. But TikTok is one that I actually have enjoyed watching videos, but you can get sucked down a rabbit hole. You got to be careful with TikTok. It could be dangerous. But on that note of treating yourself, there are these TikTok accounts. There's so many different people that do this. I guess influencers that create these accounts and they do really well, but they call themselves like Amazon, like things you didn't know you needed on Amazon. And they'll do several TikToks on things you didn't know you needed to buy. Some of them are really cool, like life hack type stuff that I've already purchased and they're game changers. But I have to be careful because I was watching this one girl and she's like, things you didn't know you needed part one. And then before I know it, it was like, things you didn't know you needed part 493. Here we go. And I was like, holy shit. Like I just have been watching this for over 90 minutes. Like, I was like, oh God, I just got sucked into that TikTok world. But the products that I ended up getting were amazing. And then I had one of my friends recommend a podcast to me, who's our guest today. Full circle moment. So I was recommended this podcast. G-Thanks just bought it. And this queen, Caroline Moss, who is the queen of consumerism. She's the ultimate shopper. She loves a good product, loves a good life hack. And I'm all about that too. So I listened to her podcast and I was like, oh, this is great. She's been featured on Vogue and a bunch of other publications. And she basically tries out products that are on Amazon and reviews them on her podcast. Some of them are great, some of them aren't. And she gives you the real scoop. She's a straight shooter and lets you know if it's worth spending money on. So she asked me to be a guest on her podcast, which was so fun. And then I thought, why not have her on mine as like a shopping expert? And I think especially right now, as things are opening up and people are having to go back to work and more responsibilities are coming in, stress is starting to pick up and life is moving. People are really focused on self-care, myself included. I love a good self-care moment. So I asked her to give me the scoop on hero products, things that she loved that make life easier, life hack type stuff or stuff that you can get for a cheaper version than spending on the expensive version, that sort of thing. Especially for the month of June, I was like, what's some good products going into summer? Good products for queens, good products for some of my kings, for the moms out there. So in this episode, you're going to get some great gift ideas for your loved ones, friends, family, your mom, sister, dad, uncle, brother, for yourself, whoever. And I love that these aren't your traditional gifts and they're not super expensive. That's the thing that's cool about Caroline is she'll review some like bougie stuff, you know, higher price point, but she also has a bunch of items that are, you know, under $100 that are game changers that will make your life a little easier. So I told her, bring your A game, queen, and bring those products to the Low Life podcast and let's do a whole little shopping treat yourself episode. So that's what we're going to do. We're about to give you some great products that will make your life easier. Give you some great gift ideas going into the summer months. Side note, though, I'm not getting paid for any of this. Like, this isn't like a paid situation endorsement. Like, none of these brands even know we're talking about them. It would be cool if we were getting paid, though. Sponsor. But they're not. So just so you know, it's not like one giant commercial. Like, can you imagine? My podcast just turns into one giant ad. Like, that would be the worst. These are just products that she's tried, that she's recommended to me. I've tried some of them, and they are game changers. So anyway, buckle up and get ready for a ride into the 2021 Summer Must-Have Low Life Store. It's going to be good. We need some retail therapy. Hit it. All right, I'm so excited for today's very special guest. I want to call it like the think it, do it queen, the ultimate secret shopper, the woman who knows what to buy, what not to buy, the expert of what it would be like QVC, Amazon, any local mall, any grocery store. Just if you're spending money and you want to make sure you're spending it in the right place, then you need to go to Caroline Moss. She is one of the best people I've met in Los Angeles, but I haven't had the chance to meet her face to face yet. But she's a fellow Nancy Myers romantic comedy loving, cute decor hanging queen. So welcome to the Low Life Podcast, Miss Caroline Moss.
What an intro. Yeah. Thank you so much. I love that. I'm going to force everyone to say that before I walk into any room now.
You're the official shop expert, retail expert of the Low Life Podcast.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here, Lo.
We were going to podcast 2 weeks ago. I had done your show, which was so much fun. And then you were going to jump right into mine. But everything works out for a reason. Because I'm like, it was kind of nice to take a little bit of a pause because you're like, Lo, I want to come in and have some amazing products. I want to just do my research. Let me know what your listeners are like. And then I could come serve it up with some great information for them. And I was like, oh, like, I appreciate that. That was really cool of you to do that. Actually think about the listener and be like, I want this to be good stuff for them. So, I mean, people are getting a little bit more money in their pockets right now. People are going back to work, hopefully. If not, you could spend those stimulus checks. So I feel like right now people are looking for some great products for summer. You know what? I want to start off with the most important thing is motherhood. Let's start off with the moms of the world. And products that you would recommend for a new mom, a mom that already has a baby, just products for mamas.
It's funny because like as a non-mom and as someone who doesn't have kids, I feel like there are moms who are like, I'm going to share my mom secrets. But I'm just like, I know about comfort and I know about like convenience. Yeah. And so that's where I'm like, OK, so who loves comfort and convenience? It's definitely all of the moms I know and me.
Amen.
A non-mom.
Yeah.
So I came guns blazing with like a list of all of the best things that we have talked about on G Thanks Just Bought It. And all of the listeners like really, really seem to love. So there is like some good mom crossover here. So just because I'm recommending these products doesn't mean they're only for moms. It just means that a lot of my friends who are moms and a lot of listeners who are moms are like, I'm a mom and...
Yeah.
This has really worked for me. So the first thing that I brought is my favorite.
Oh, I love that you actually brought it. I'm so excited.
This is my favorite hairbrush. It's called the Knot Doctor by Conair. I have four of them. And I say this as a mom recommendation because, like, if there's one thing I know from all of my friends who have kids, it's like when they get to go to the bathroom and like shower and pee in peace, it's like that's like the best time of their lives. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Like when my husband's not talking to me and I can pee in peace, that's great. But it's different. I think it hits different when there's like a 2-year-old on the other side of the door.
Absolutely. Being like,
can I ask a question? Can I ask a question? So I recommend this brush because I keep one in my shower. And
what makes this brush so good?
It does not pull your hair. So like, I think, and what I've heard from moms is that like my kids do not scream when I use it on their hair, which I think is like a plus. Right?
Yes.
I use it when I'm in the shower and I've just washed my hair and I want to comb it through and like squeeze it out before I get out of the shower. And it like does not pull. And I have long hair, longish hair. I used to have longer hair, but I have longish hair. And it tends, my hair knots. My hair knots like crazy. And I have been recommended like every tangle teaser, every hairbrush that like claims to get the knots out. And for me, this is the Knot Doctor, aptly named, is like the only one.
How much is that sucker going to cost us? Is it going to be like $150?
No, it's like $13.
Hey.
It's $13. Wow. I will send you an Amazon link. You can send it out to your listeners. And that's why I have four. I keep one in the car. I keep one in my bag. I keep one in my shower. And then there's like one probably under the couch.
Your hair is just constantly being knotted.
Being knotted and brushed. Yeah. Like a mess.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? Look, you have short hair privilege.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know. Any person out there who's listening with long hair gets it. And especially like in the summer, like, I don't know. And then gets like sweaty and when you're working out. And I just really like it. But one of the things, why I flagged it as a mom product is that even if you don't have kids, great. If you do have kids and your kids don't need their hairbrush, it'll work for you too. It's like a nice kind of shower accoutrement, which you and I talked a lot about on the G Thanks episode.
Sure
a lot
did.
About like making your shower kind of like a fun.
I felt so vulnerable on your show, by the way. Just
honestly,
really came out with it.
You
I was like, you're a safe place, Caroline, for me to just let out my geriatric side.
I'm so happy. You have such a nice setup. You know, I really felt like you got it. And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, we were on the same page there. So this was when we talked about bringing mom stuff. I was trying to find products that I know that I would recommend, but that I can't speak to anything, you know, that has worked on me because I don't have kids and I've never been pregnant. But this hairbrush, I've never gotten so many listener replies. Because this was recommended to G Thanks listeners as just a product, right?
Okay.
And then I started getting all these messages being like, oh, like the key is that my kids don't scream when I brush their hair. It like denotes their hair. And I'm
That's
like, great. Like anytime
thing.
Where a child isn't screaming, I think we have a winner.
Did you ever see the movie Mommy Dearest?
Of course. No wire hangers.
Okay. Bless you, Caroline. But there's a scene. There's a scene if listeners haven't seen Mommy Dearest, I love that you've seen that. You gay icon.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Yeah. But the beautiful Joan Crawford played by Faye Dunaway. But there's a scene when she's brushing Christina Crawford's hair and she's just putting it through and she's like, Mommy, it hurt. And it's just like, one of the many moments of Joan of her abusing her children.
Joan Crawford, no mo with this brush.
She could have definitely
Truly.
Used that.
Yes, she
brush.
Could use the Knot Doctor. There's going to be an updated version of that film where I just drop in like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
With this brush being like, hold on.
Hold on, Joan. No need to rip her hair out. And I'm sure you have another like a stackable hanger. Hold on, right. Joan. Yeah.
Joan, have you heard of velvet hangers?
Oh, I know.
Yes. So that is like a very big. And it's also under $15, so like, you know, you win either way.
I am so thankful we have Nutrafol as a sponsor at the Low Life Podcast because I use them. I also have my friends and family now hooked on Nutrafol because it actually works. It's a great product. I highly recommend it. I love it. And I've noticed, especially with my mama, the queen, this was a great gift for her for Mother's Day,
because I know with the craziness of life happening, you get a little bit stressed. And she was complaining that her hair was thinning. She was like, oh my God, I'm shedding like Shamu. So I've noticed with some of my other girlfriends, since having kids, they see a little bit more of their scalp. Also, menopause can play a part in that. It impacts your hormones, and that also impacts your hairline. And so when it comes to thinning hair, there are so many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code LOWLIFE. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LOWLIFE. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LOWLIFE.
But yeah, I mean, we've been doing this show now for over a year and a half.
Dang.
And we have not run out of products, let me tell you.
Oh, we're no, just I mean,
skimming the surface.
Every single day there's new products. It's, well, on Instagram, you're right, it's dangerous because the FBI agents that are supervising us as we scroll,
yes,
the
yes,
internet,
mine is reporting me for shopping products.
Oh yeah, daily. I'm like, oh my God, I'm,
yeah, well, my FBI agent is booked and busy reporting, yeah, me.
Mine must be like, oh wow, Lowe's in the dark place again. But that being said, I do fall victim to buying a bunch of really good stuff, but that's totally why G-Thanks just bought it and I'm keep buying more, was born because Caroline, yes, because of queens like you. This is great.
I was like, if I'm going down with this shopping addiction, I'm going to drag all of you down with me. And, you know, yeah, I love it. Met some really great people along the way. We have this like amazing Facebook group. Like sometimes I think Facebook groups are like the cesspool of the internet. Like just the worst. Sometimes it's like the worst people and just being like, yeah, really mean. And somehow everyone in the G-Thanks group is like the nicest person on earth. Everyone's so kind. People like post pictures of themselves being like, I just bought this bathing suit and I love it. And everyone's like, you are so hot. You are amazing. Like you are my president. Like everyone is just like the the nicest, kindest, like just, I love it. And I have no incidents yet, but I tell them every day, I'm like, look, like I am watching you. The second this group becomes toxic, like with even one comment, I will shut it down. Like be nice. And so it's like, I actually like enjoy it. Like I really, oh, wow, enjoy like meeting all of these people and the
do
listeners
you,
have the best
it?
Recommendations. Yes, I do. I do. And I have my friend, a listener turned friend, Morgan Baskin, is also my moderator and she's amazing. No one gives us a lot of work to do. You know, everyone's really, really great, but I do keep my eye on it because you know how fast those things go.
Yeah.
Like just one
all of
bad...
a sudden it's a QAnon conspiracy page.
Yes, exactly. And
there's
I don't
that.
Want that. I don't want that. There's enough of that on the internet. I just want to talk about shopping.
Yeah.
No, we have a lot of fun. And so it has been like a joy. You know, I think like I get some of my best recommendations from listeners and I'm glad that I can give recommendations and this is my job. So technically everything I buy is a tax write-off. So
wow.
I've really gamed the system there, but it's fun.
Hell
and
yes.
Like we learn about so much great stuff like the Knot Doctor.
Like $13. Okay. So $13 Amazon buy. Well, I'm sure, yep, you can get it at like your local Target.
Oh, and it comes with a little travel case, which I don't have on hand. I should have had, but like it zips up because all people who have hairbrushes know the worst thing is when you throw the brush in your bag or your suitcase and you take it out and all the needles are like bent.
Oh, yeah.
So it has this little hard top zip around case that like keeps everything in order.
There you go.
That's like, I'd pay $15 for that.
Dang, splurge, you know? But worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What else do you got for us, Caroline? I'm going to let you lead the way, queen. This is your space.
So I want to start with two of the most popular summer products that have been popping off on the G-Thanks feed and our newsletter and everything. People seem to really like them. The first is pillow slides. Do you know about pillow slides?
No, pillow slides.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link in Zoom so you can see them.
And
so
just disclaimer to anyone listening, none of this is sponsored. Like, I'm not paid for pillow slides. I'm not a shareholder in Caroline's.
And I'm not either. And honestly, maybe that's my fault because maybe I should be. I know. And maybe, I'm wrong probably to not be getting paid. But no, this is all stuff that's like, there's always like affiliate links, but on Amazon, it's literally like 2 cents if someone like buys the thing. This is all just like stuff we buy and love. This is really not predicated on like money.
Yeah.
So the thing about pillow slides is that they are literal. I'm waiting for you to open it so I can see your face.
Here we go. Here we go. Click.
I'm like on the edge of my seat here.
Pillow slide slippers for women, not so... massage foam shower bathroom home thick sole quick drying women's. Oh, they come in men's size. Okay,
men's sizes, tons of colors. Okay, so they are these thick soled slides. They've got like the, you know, like the shower sandals that you would wear in college, like to the dorm, so you didn't like contract a foot fungus. Okay, these are them, but like so much more luxurious. If any of you have ever worked retail or
I have.
Food service, you know, those mats that they put behind the cashier so that your back doesn't like break. Like it gives you like a little support,
a little cushion.
This is like wearing those mats on your feet all day long. They are so comfortable.
Oh, nice.
They're really, really comfy. They look insanely like people will like stop and ask you about them on the street. They've been going viral on TikTok, allegedly. I found them on my own.
Yeah.
I don't really watch TikTok, but they come in like a ton of colors. I have an olive green. I have a royal blue. One is my house shoe. Like I do not leave the house wearing them. I don't like to, I don't want to, I'm trying to get into a place where I don't like track a lot of dirt and stuff in my house. So I've like given myself a designated shoe. I'm an adult. And then I have the ones that I like will wear out to the backyard or to like grab the mail.
They're only $20 too, $19.99.
They're only $20. And that's the key. That's the catch. So what I found out and like what I have been kind of like talking a lot about on the podcast and in the Facebook group and on Instagram and stuff, these are very quickly, these $20 sort of like nondescript brand, non-branded.
I like, is it weird shoes, that because they're so plain looking that I'm like, ooh, chic. Like they look.
No, they are chic. I think they're chic. Yeah. Well, so Yeezy's doing a line of them now. You might get a targeted Instagram ad for the sandal, and they call them cushies. And
oh,
they're like
$55.
These are the same exact ones. These are on Amazon. It's $20. My hunch is that, you know, this is something that you can buy. They're like mass produced, you can buy them in bulk. Rebrand them on your own and sell them for whatever price you want. So, you know, the Cushies brand that you might see on Instagram is really, really cute. Yeezy branded pillow slides. Sure, if that's important to you to have Kanye West branding in your clothing, I have no judgment about that. But these are the same exact thing. They're $20. They're super comfortable. And for a shoe that
straight
like,
from
is,
Saigon.
Yeah. Is for a shoe that is like meant to be sort of like worn around the house or worn to the pool or worn to the beach or whatever, $20 seems like the right price.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about them is that you just can put a little dish soap on them and like hose them down and they're good as new. They're like easy to clean. I know, you hose them off. I'm obsessed with them. I think they're really,
they're
really cute.
Yeah, I love a slide. I do.
Yeah.
Especially going into summer. Come on.
Yes. You need like something like, you need something. This is also another thing I will say to like new moms too. Any shoe that doesn't require you to have to like maneuver, like slides are good, you know, like no bending. If you're holding your baby, like you don't have to like, you know, sit down and like tie up a shoe and like put your baby somewhere and hope that they're like A-okay for a few seconds. Just like put on your pillow slides and everything's all good.
How do you feel about socks with slides? What are your
thoughts? I feel great about it. I feel so good about it. I am like all for like the 90s anti-fashion fashion coming back. I mean, I can't pull any of it off, but when some like cute teenager walks by looking like Cher Horowitz, I'm like, good for you.
Yeah. You know, I will say, I mean, mentally, I'm around 78, biologically, yeah, exactly. Chronologically, 31.
Yep.
But it's interesting because I like to wear my slides without socks. But then, of course, I bought some really cute socks with donuts on them.
Yeah.
And I wore that with like ripped up shorts. I looked, but here's the thing too. I look like a little TikTok teen. but at the same time.
It's true. I mean, the thing is, though, once you're over 30, you know, to teenagers, you're just invisible, or they think you're like 87. So it doesn't matter what we wear.
The only hope I'm holding on to is because I'm in fashion that they're like, oh, you're a stylist. Oh, yeah, I can pull some weird shit, or I can still dress like I'm 12 years old and wear my puka shells. Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm like,
that's how I would feel. Yeah. You could frost your tips.
Yeah.
You could get a nice, like, you know, tanning booth tan.
Sure.
And I would be like, yeah, Lo gets it.
Tastemaker.
Yeah, exactly. He's a stylist. So this is fashion.
Yeah.
The twin product that you can't have the pillow slides unless you're gonna laugh because it is so funny, but it works. And the feedback I have gotten from people who have bought this product is amazing.
Here we go.
It's called a portable neck fan. And it is what you find. Lo is laughing at me right now, but let me tell you guys, he's the last one laughing. Go buy your neck fan. It is amazing.
So laughing.
I sent you the link.
Oh, I'm so excited to click on this. The neck fan.
The neck fan is amazing. It looks like Beats headphones. What it is it actually wraps around your neck and you turn it on. You know, you plug it in, you charge it with a USB, and it's $36. And it comes in like a pearly white color and like a kind of chic forest green color that I have. They actually match my slides. I didn't plan that. You turn it on. It goes on three settings, like, you know, low, medium, high. I always go full high because I run pretty hot. And it just shoots cold air up the back of your neck and like around.
Wait, is it actually cold air though?
Yeah, it's like a fan. It's like having a fan. It's a bladeless fan. Your hair does not get caught. Don't worry. It's like wearing a fan around your neck. And I have heard back from so many listeners who bought it who were like, I wore it to my kids' soccer game and all of the parents were asking me about it in the bleachers, or like I'm sitting out in my hammock and I'm reading and I'm wearing it and it's great. It's 100 degrees in LA today. It's great. Could use a neck fan.
When I get ready to go out somewhere and I'm like really fast, like in a hurry, even if I'm not in a hurry, if the deadline starts coming where I have to leave, I heat up and I start getting all sweaty and I'm like, could use a neck fan because if I'm going in with a little concealer, a splash of bronzer, like I don't want it to be all greasy. I'm already an oily person anyway. So maybe a neck fan would be great.
It's kind of one of those things that you're like, I can't believe this exists. And then when you use it, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe people don't know about this.
Yeah.
What's funny is that it is the number one, this is not how I found it, but it is the number one result when you search personal air conditioner. So I guess when people are like really, really hot and they're getting desperate, they're looking on Amazon and they're like, what can I buy? Like, is there anything out here? And this is what pops up. It's the neck fan. So it's under $40. Wow. It's really fun. I think it makes like a very cute like gift, kind of nice to have. A friend of mine who I recommended it to. So between listeners and my friends, I've gotten many people to buy a lot of things. But a good friend of mine who I recommended the neck fan to said that she uses hers in the car because she and her husband disagree so strongly about what temperature the car should be. And she wants the air conditioner up all the way, like blasting. And he's always like, I'm really cold. So she's like, we have compromised by like putting it on a two or a three, but then I also put my neck fan on to get a little extra. I'm like, that's great. The neck fan is like pretty great.
I think it's like that product.
It's a cool
thing. You know
what?
I'm not going to knock it because I'm going to end up ordering one and who knows, I'll end up loving it.
You're going to love it. Yeah. I mean, people bring it to the beach when you're just laying there. It just gives you like a little, it like cools you down a little. The last one I will give you is something new to me that we just talked about on today's mini episode that I do with Jackie Johnson of Natch Butte. We were talking about every Tuesday we do a mini episode, which is just like a half hour episode. The theme, we like pick a theme and then we pick a product that like goes under that theme. And so we picked like stuff you put in your car. And recently I have come into, and by that I mean I bought it, but there's only so many ways you can say you spent money, right? Like I have to be like, yeah, like this thing just showed up at my house randomly. It is a car cooler that plugs into the cigarette holder in your car. Like a, you know, like a you put drinks and like snacks and stuff in there. So it's like very good for like a road trip. So it's this like tiny little cooler.
Cute.
Yeah, it like sits in between the back seats in that middle seat that's just like a little too small for a full-size a human to sit. It acts as like a little armrest or like a console. It has cup holders in it already, and it and I put water in it, and I put like, you know, what the theme of it was really that like LA traffic is back, and now all of a sudden I'm like stuck in my car, and I'm like I would literally do a murder for a bottle of water right now, and I've just
a
become
cold bottle
a
of
cold
water.
Bottle of water, and I've just become smart enough to be like, bring the cold bottle of water to the car, and then when you're stuck in traffic, you can get it from the car. My mind doesn't always go there right away. Sure. You know, like I have to connect the dots. I'm a little broken after the last year and a half. So it's this like cooler, and it's like great because you never really have to worry. You know, like the first time I sat in LA traffic, and it was like surprise LA traffic where you're like, I thought I was going to be at this place in 20 minutes, but it actually just took me an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I needed water so badly, like trying to figure out like where the closest McDonald's was that I could drive through and get a couple, like could not figure out like where to get off the freeway. It was horrible. And I was like, I need to figure out a way to have cold water in my car. Like, we're just going to have to figure that out. And so this cooler, it's like, so the 6-quart one is like $60. And then there's a 12-quart one. That's like a lot. A 12-quart one is if you're toting around like big liters of like Diet Coke, which like if that's you, no judgment. Like that would be me too.
I drink like a gallon of water a day.
You need the 12-liter one then.
I need the, yeah.
You're going to have to get the big guns.
For sure.
I mean, you really are. That one's about 119. But again, a car cooler is like absolutely like a summer must.
Speaking of traffic, and you were mentioning sitting in your car, and you're right. It's insane. I drove to see my parents in Orange County, and from Orange County to Los Angeles, it should be about a 45-minute drive. Realistically, yes. It took me the other day 3 hours to get there.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was a long trip.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So that being said, I love to drink a lot of water, but the problem is I have the bladder of a little squirrel.
Yeah.
So I got to pee, and I was like driving on the freeway, and I'm like, shit, I'm like Seabiscuit. I got a full tank.
Yeah.
I got to just let it go. And I was also driving, and I was passing like some shitty area of town that I wouldn't want to pull over and stop in. Like, I don't feel comfortable pulling up to that local Arco. It's nasty looking. Plus, I didn't want to stop. So then I thought, is there a bottle that I could pee in the car?
Wow, another male privilege.
I've done that well. Well, I pissed in many a Gatorade bottles in my day. That I need a little bit of a bigger circumference. But anyway,
humble brag.
But there, I just realized I'm like, yeah, I got a big dick. Holy shit. No, I mean, anyway, it just, there's these bags though. And these are for ladies too. Have you heard of them?
No.
I bought it on Amazon. And one of my girlfriends told me about it because I said, I don't like peeing in bottles. Like, it can get messy. You got to be careful. If there's a bump in the road or something. And she's like, oh, use these piss bags. And it's basically a bag, and it has a little bit of a funnel on it so ladies can use it. You pee into the bag. It's like no mess, easy to use. And inside of the bag are like, it's like, do you know those little packs of silica sand?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the gel, because it's like dehydrates.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like one of those. So it dehydrates the urine and it goes into these little silica whatever balls that you, this sounds so weird. It looks like boba balls. And
it's like literal cat litter. I mean, this is what cat litter does.
Yeah. And then it turns into basically a urine slushy.
I love how I sent you a link to like colorful sandals and you were like, whoa, these are really weird. And you're like, yeah, but have you heard of the piss bags? You pee in a funnel. like, which is the weirder recommendation? But I love that idea. This is very LA though, Lo. You know that most people can find a bathroom. Like, this is because we're always in the car and we're stuck.
Oh, that's true. True, like, but I spent a lot of time in Nashville, and I've been stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on a 2-lane highway. I've also been in gridlock traffic in Toronto when I'm there for work, Vancouver. And when I was in New York City, when I have to go for work, traffic is a bitch. So I'm sitting in traffic wanting to piss myself.
even when I'm in Denver, Colorado, I've gone to visit family, and yeah, I didn't experience a lot of traffic, but it was a long road I was driving on, and I didn't feel comfortable stopping on the side of the road because, well, one, it was pitch black, it was nighttime, and I'm driving alone. It was freezing outside. So what I'm getting at is I think there are many opportunities for my listeners to piss in a bag. I know LA is synonymous with traffic, but for anyone listening out there who is, because I also gifted some of these to my mailman and my FedEx delivery guy, because they are always telling me they got to piss on the run. So if you are in the delivery business, you're an Amazon driver, you need these piss bags for your route.
I'm definitely going to get these because A, I need to try them because, of course, you know, it's my job. I got to try it.
Yeah, try them and review them. Let me know what you think. But yeah, one of my girlfriends used it because she had gone to, it was like this outdoor concert thing, but everyone was in their cars and they had like three outhouses. It was like a concert, but you can like honk your horn to like, this was again, pandemic times. Now shit's opening up. But she didn't feel comfortable going in the nasty porta potty. So she used her, brought out her bag and was good to go.
That's where I would, I don't love a porta potty situation. No. I just don't, I'm a little claustrophobic. Like I don't, you know, I'm not like too good for a porta potty. I just wish it was a little bigger.
Are you like germ like sensitive?
No.
Like, do you get freaked out?
No, I'm not. And even during the pandemic, I really wasn't. Like I was very, you know, fastidious and careful and like didn't go anywhere. But it did not. I don't get freaked out.
You're not a germaphobe.
No, but I also like have always had like, you know, Purell wipes in my car. And I always carried Purell in my bag. Like I'm not a germaphobe, but it was just always part of the routine of like, yeah, I just wash my hands a lot.
You're wiping down those seats before you get on that Delta flight.
I mean, look, I lived in New York for so long. You kind of have to get used to being like, you don't go directly from the subway to the restaurant without
exactly
wiping down a little bit. That's just science. But I think this would have really come in handy for like the few kind of road trips that we did during the pandemic, you know, like, and not wanting to stop. Like the whole point is that I'm not afraid of a public bathroom, but like, if the safest thing to do was to stay home, then if you're making the choice to, you know, take that long drive or go to the Airbnb or whatever, then like you kind of have to think about all the places you're going to stop along the way. And are you putting anyone in danger while you're there? And so what I would have gladly just 65 all the way to the Airbnb and peed in a bag and never stopped because I was peeing on the side of the road, like squatting.
Oh.
Just because I didn't want to be like in a public place. I would have loved to pee in a bag.
I got the idea of peeing in the car with that astronaut lady who went to go basically.
Yes.
Did you guys, listeners, know that story?
Oh my
story,
God, but I there hope so.
The woman who is so intelligent, a national hero, one of our astronauts here in the States, and she wanted to go confront her cheating boyfriend or no, husband.
Cheating husband.
I forget. Cheating husband. Yeah. So she put on a diaper, didn't want to stop, pissed her way and shit herself and just got to the destination.
Iconic.
And iconic moment in American history and was going in full intention of hog tying him and his mistress and killing them.
Yeah.
But got stopped along the way.
With a dirty diaper on.
Yeah. Got caught and they discovered a bunch of shitty diapers in her car. So
that story is nuts. Also, one of our most iconic Real Housewives of New York, Sonia, also wears a diaper. She said it on the show when she takes the jitney from Manhattan to the Hamptons and she can't stop. She just puts on an adult diaper. It's very funny. I really like respect that. Like, I want to be. When I'm like 55, even earlier, I want it to happen sooner. I want to have so few f's to give that on a huge TV show where I am the star, I'm like, yeah, I wear a diaper on the bus to the Hamptons because I'm not. And do with that information what you will. I aspire to that level of no f's.
Same. I know. What a treasure.
Astronauts in diapers, housewives in diapers, and now you peeing in a bag.
Yeah.
I love it. Wow, what a great recommendation. I'm like,
thanks,
you're kind of coming for my job. I kind of feel like
I feel like you would be really good at this.
Piss bags. I love it.
So there are some expensive things out there that, you know, it's a high price point. It's quite the investment. But I feel like you might have some ideas to save a buck or two, like get the look for less. I do that a lot with my clients, but I think that you'd be great to do that sort of thing with some of those high price point items on Amazon or wherever
Yes. So one of the biggest one, the one I'm going to give you guys today, is sort of the viral product that sort of launched, I think, kind of putting G-Thanks Just Bought It on the map. Vogue picked up this recommendation that we had given and wrote about it. And I was like, wow, I'm in Vogue. Like, it came out in Vogue online the day before I left New York. And I was like, wow, it's almost like I just checked the last thing that I wanted to do in my time here. Like, oh, like this thing I did is like mentioned in Vogue. And then I got on a plane, like left New York. Like, goodbye. So this is a big one. It's probably the most popular recommendation we have ever given. It is a dupe for the wonderful, though very expensive, Dyson Airwrap, which, if you're not familiar, is the Dyson hair tool that curls your hair and blows your hair out. It doesn't do a lot of heat damage. That's their whole thing.
Oh, is this an actual blow dryer that's like kind of a all-in-one hair dryer that's like, I think, $800?
Yeah, it's about $600. It has a bunch of different like attachments. I have one because I, before the pandemic, did my hair like almost every day. It was a good investment for me. But if you're a person who like wants a great, you know, dry bar level blowout, but you also don't want to spend $600 on a Dyson Airwrap, which I get and I understand, the Revlon one-step volumizer and hair dryer will you a fantastic blowout. And it is usually, I think the most it ever costs is $60. Sometimes you can get it like half off. You can get it at Target. Bed Bath & Beyond usually has it. Amazon obviously has it. I'm going to give you a link right now. It is a blow drying hairbrush. I will say that there's a few caveats, right? Like it is not as anti-heat as the Dyson. Like if you use
this
any...
one might just damage your hair a smidge.
Look, like anything, like any hot tool, your hair is...
Yeah.
You don't want to be putting heat on your hair all the time.
Don't you think even the Dyson one could, if you're not careful
totally.
With it?
Yeah, you want to always wear, you know, like a heat protector. Right now, it says the list price is $60. It's on sale for $46. This is I don't think you should spend any more than $60 on it. And I think if it's not on sale when you're listening to this and you can wait a little bit, I promise you someone will have it on sale somewhere soon. If it's as if you like put a round brush and a blow dryer into one thing. And so the problem with blowing your hair out with a round brush and a hair dryer is it requires a lot of like hand and arm gymnastics of like one hand has to have the brush, but also that's not your dominant hand. So you're kind of like all over the place. And then the hair dryer, this just it like blows out your hair like as you're blowing it dry. So you can start with damp hair. You blow
it out. Oh, my God.
That's
probably great for I always think to myself, for my queens with longer hair or kings, how do you not have carpal tunnel? Like if you're blowing your hair out every morning or not every morning, but even a couple times a week.
The answer is we all do have carpal tunnel. We literally all have carpal tunnel. Yeah. It's not how do you not have it. It's we all have it. And it's horrible. And this really like solves that problem. It gives you a nice blowout. The Dyson Airwrap, like here's the difference between something that's $45 and something that's $600. The Dyson Airwrap has, you know, a bunch of different attachments. You can get curly hair, like really nice curls. You could get like a big round, whatever. This is a dupe for, oh, I love giving myself a salon blowout, like, you know, kind of sleek, straight with a little bit of curl at the end.
Sure.
The Revlon will do that for you. You don't need the $600 hair tool. Please use a heat protectant. Like if I'm just like, I want a nice blowout for the day, I use my Revlon. I don't even bother with the Dyson. I grab the Revlon. I like it better for that. It gives me a good blowout. Like for
you guys heard it here.
Gives me a good blow, you guys. If I want like a full curl, like a Kardashian style curl, I do the Dyson Airwrap. And I will say if you're somebody who cares about your hair, you love doing your hair, it's an everyday thing. Maybe there are multiple people who like doing their hair in your house. Maybe the Dyson Airwrap is a great investment for you. If you're using it every day, of course, it kind of pays for itself. If you're like a once in a blue moon, do your hair kind of person, or maybe like every time you get invited to a wedding or like a kind of a fancy dinner, you're like, oh, I need to go make a blowout appointment. Get the Revlon. You can do it yourself. And everyone thinks, oh, she got a blowout. That's great.
Is there another product that you want to hit us with? Give us one more. Saving some dinero.
Saving some
Look
money
for less.
Products. Amazon fashion can be very hit or miss.
Sure can.
it can be very hit or miss. But when you hit, great things can happen. And there is this dress that people have been so excited. If you're into the like sack dress linen-y look, there are these dresses on Amazon.
That's been popular. Like a sack linen type dress, brands like Staud. You're going to spend at least about $500 to $600 for it. Derek Lamb is doing that. Stella McCartney has that. You're going to spend about $1,500 for it. It's a basic looking linen dress. Kind of sometimes it's open shoulder. It's just like free flowy boho Coachella vibes.
Yes. And like that can be fun. But also I don't have that money for a sack dress. You know, and I'm if you do, I'm very happy for you. That's exciting. I don't. It is like a good dupe. But it's also what I like to say, too, is like maybe you buy this and you're like, I feel so good in it. I love this that like I am going to like save up or splurge on the high ticket item because like I love but you're not going to start by being like, I'm going to see this how this trend works for me by buying a $2,000 dress. You know, that's usually not where that kind of stuff starts unless that's your budget. Then again, why are you listening to me? Because you're truly not going to learn anything here.
And I've learned some of my rich ass clients, they prefer design on a dime. They're like, even if they have that money to spend $1,500, they're like, nah, I'll take the, you know, $30, $50 version or something like that. Oh, yeah. A lot of the times they're like, yeah, just because I'm only going to get a couple wears, or they're not worried about spilling a little rosé on it or getting sloppy.
I like that. Wow. Stars, they really are just like us.
They sure are. Yeah.
Sometimes, that's exciting.
Yeah. They could be the cheapest ones of them all.
Well,
oh, let's see.
Okay. I sent you a link. This is a dress that I have purchased before that I really like.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super cute. It's so simple. Right. It's like it's just,
it is very like I'm in a little cult.
Yes. Right. It's like you live upstate and maybe someone's going to come rescue you and maybe you're going to have to give your story to the cops. But it's very
breaking Amish. Here we come.
But it's very chic. No. It's definitely one of those dresses like the slides where if you put it like a cute hat on or you put some cute jewelry with it or you put like a cute shoe with it. You have a whole outfit. And like when it's 100 degrees out, we're not looking for lots of different clothes. We're just looking for like one thing that covers
that's
your body.
Easy breezy comfy dress.
Yes. This is my favorite bathing suit. My favorite Amazon bathing suit. It's called the Zoffel.
This bathing suit comes the Zoffel.
It is a two-piece. It's like a crop top kind of top with a little knot and then a high-waisted bottom. It comes
Like
a bazillion different colors, cuts, and sizes. I have a bazillion different colors, cuts, and sizes in my house.
Ooh, that's super
cute. It
is
so cute. It works on, like, so many bodies. They go up to XXL, which I believe in Zoffel sizing is, like, an 18-20. I know that there are more inclusive sizing options. I will send you some links to put in your show notes if that's what you do. But
oh, yes, please.
We'll find something. This bathing suit is another recommendation, I think, for moms, too. A lot of my mom friends love this bathing suit. I love this bathing suit. And again, I don't have any kids, but I like, you know, high waist is very in. And
I love it. It looks like a little vintage bathing suit.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's very fun. I get so many compliments on it. It's like
that neckline's flattering on pretty much everyone, whether you're like super busty or not. Like,
it's a nice
that's
scoop.
Work.
They have good padding and there's like even some good, there's no wire, but there's like some good under boob support. You can buy the bottoms that are a little bit more full coverage. There are more cheeky bottoms. You can mix and match. Like it's a real smorgasbord. And the great part is like everything is under $50. Like there are some, you know, like how Amazon works, like this color and pattern combo is $50 and this color and pattern combo is $12. And please don't ask us why. And I guess I just don't. But like you'll run the range. I don't think you'll ever pay more than $50. But I love this bathing suit. I find it to be super flattering. I always feel really
perfect
good
in it. Perfect for summer 2021. Waxed and vaxed.
Put on your pillow slides. Put your neck fan on. Blow out your hair.
Freaking cooler in the car.
Get your cooler in the car. Head on out. Yeah. I mean, look, you can find all of the like G-Thanks recommendation things, you know, all over our Instagram and Facebook page or whatever. But I brought in the best of the best for you guys.
Oh my God. Caroline, thank you for bringing in some friggin' winners today for the listeners.
Anytime.
So I would love for you to like come back and do shopping expert moments here.
Let's
even if
do
it's
it.
A segment, you know, doing a cool segment, and we could trade. Like, I want you to get something out of this too. Like,
come
I can
back
come in
on.
If you want me to do some trends, some fashion trends.
Yeah. You should help me style. We should do an episode where you help me style all of my fun Amazon clothes. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like to look like a. To look like I actually spent money on them.
Oh, because my God. A red carpet moment on Amazon.
Yeah, you should. You really should. Because I do a ton of like affordable fashion stuff. And it would be fun to like learn how to. I don't know. Like, I know what I look good in and I know how to get dressed for myself. But other people are like, oh, what would you wear this with? And I'm like, I don't know what you would wear it with. I know what I would wear it with. But that's where you come in. You're a lot smarter
sure.
than me on that end.
Where can I find Caroline Moss? If we want more of the shopping expert moments, where can the listeners find you? I know where I can, but just for the listeners out there, can you hit us with all the socials and your podcast
yes.
and all that stuff?
Okay, so follow the podcast at GThanks Just Bought It Pod, the longest name in Instagram history, but it's mine. GThanks Just Bought It Pod. I think that's where you should start because the link in that Instagram has everywhere. It'll take you where you need to go. You can go to the Facebook group. You can subscribe to the newsletters. But there are two. One's called Hotline Skin, which is just skincare and beauty products. There's another one called Flavor of the Week, which is every Tuesday we come out with a new recommendation and we just send you an email. It's like, this is a cool product you need to hear of. And then you can join the Facebook group. You can listen to old episodes. Start on Instagram. GThanks Just Bought It Pod. You'll never forget it. It's so long. And we'll go from there. Come hang out with
Perfect.
Us. I'm literally on Instagram all day, you guys. I have nothing else going on. I want to talk to you. Just come say hi.
Perfect.
Come say
right.
hi.
Love it. Thank you again for coming on, Caroline Moss.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you very soon. We'll have you back.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Low Life Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. All right, so I've been getting to my DMs on the gram, responding to your direct messages. If you don't follow me on the gram, it's at StyleLVR, StyleLVR. Hit me up, slide into the DMs. We'll keep the conversation going and flowing. But disclaimer, if you sent me a message and I haven't responded yet, there's a really strong chance I didn't receive it or haven't received it or will never receive it. Because I noticed when I did the update on my phone, software update, I went to Instagram and a lot of my unread messages just poof, disappeared. They were gone. Like, what the hell happened? A lot of them just disappeared. Some of them are still there. But anyway, yeah, if you've sent me a message and you're like, Lo, what the hell? You never responded to me. It's been a long time. My suggestion to you is to copy, paste, and resend it to me because then it can go to the top of my inbox and I'll see it again. I love hearing from you guys. I've made friends from this podcast, which is cool. One thing I've noticed when I'm reading DMs is a lot of you have asked me where my name came from, Lo. Like, is it short for something? And yes, you're onto something there. It is short for something. So my actual full name is Lorenzo, or Lawrence in English, Lorenzo in Spanish. So my mom's side will call me Lorenzo. My dad's side, it's a mixture. Now everybody just calls me Lo. I only get called Lawrence or Lorenzo, like formally at like a, I don't know, DMV or a doctor's appointment when I'm, you know, get my prostate checked or something. You know, they'll give me, Lawrence, will you call for me type of a thing? Checking the balls. But outside of that, everyone just calls me Lo. And I got that nickname like, I don't know, 20 plus years ago. My dad and I have the same name. So Lo is not something my dad has called. And it's just worked. And someone called me that over 20 years ago. And it just stuck. And I've been called Lo ever since. But I love it because there's a little mystery behind the name because people don't know what the hell to expect. Some people think it's going to be like an Asian dude named Lo. I've gotten that a lot. Or they assume most of the time that it's a female. Like they assume I'll be like a German girl, like Lauren von Rumpf, and it's short for Lo, which is kind of great because I remember when I first started off in my styling career, I got booked on a job and I showed up to set. And I know this actor was expecting like, oh, like a cute blonde, like a Rachel Zoe type stylist, female, of course. And in walks, you know, a Hispanic 6'1" dude named Lo. So surprise, trick or treat, it's Lorenzo. So it kind of throws people for a loop. I mean, now people know in my little industry who I am. And with Instagram and stuff, it's easier. But sometimes it does throw people for a curveball. So yeah, that's to answer your question out there. Those of you who have asked where my name came from, it's short for Lorenzo or Lawrence in English. We have some exciting things coming up for the Low Life podcast, this little community that we've built. I'm really thankful for it. And I've made friends with a lot of you and starting the Low Life podcast Facebook group. So that's going to start. Also a TikTok. I know. Going down that rabbit hole. Oh, it's already so much to do, you know, social media, but I do love me some TikTok, and a lot of you prefer it to Instagram. So we're going to throw in a Low Life podcast TikTok and also the Facebook group. And there's a few other fun things in store. I say this every episode, but the fact that I even get to do something like that and keep doing these shows is because of you, because of the listener, my low lifers. Your support means everything. And I'm so, so thankful. There are thousands of podcasts out there, like literal hundreds of thousands. I mean, hundreds of them are launching every single day. So for you to take the time here to be here with me, I appreciate it so much. And, you know, I don't take you for granted, and I never will. And I'll never have products and shit on here that I don't personally endorse and love. And, you know, I'm very transparent in everything on this podcast since day one. The OG low lifers know what's up. And if you're a new listener, well, welcome, King. Welcome, Queen. I'm happy to have you. But one way you could really support an up-and-coming little shit show of a podcast like me, this little engine that could, is to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It helps tremendously with the analytics and the numbers. And I've learned how this whole thing works. I'm still a little shaky on it, but based on what my producers have told me, if you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, of course, using the sponsor ads, that helps tremendously too. But we're able to do free shows and keep continuing to put out great content for you guys because you take the time to actually leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It goes into the whole algorithm and everything. So especially for new podcasts like mine, it just really makes a difference. So I read every single review, and I just want to say thank you for taking the time to subscribe. Again, put that 5-star and leave a review. And it doesn't have to be a long review. It could be anything you want it to be. Some people are leaving multiple reviews to help out, which again, thank you, gracias, because it does make a huge difference. But you could leave a freaking eggplant emoji, throw a couple dicks my way, a rainbow, a couple stars, hearts, whatever you want it to be. A couple people have left like tamales, and they'll just leave tamales every week and hearts and unicorns, and just they're just adding to the number of reviews that I have. And again, it helps all the way around with sponsors, analytics, and we can continue to produce great shows for you guys. If you are taking the time to leave a review, no matter what it is, even if it's just a little unicorn with the dick emoji, could you please put your Instagram handle? Put that handle on the actual review at the end of it or wherever. Just at some point, just put your Instagram handle. The reason being is I'm going to be doing giveaways, little random giveaways, low life favorite things. Like today, there's some great products that we mentioned that I'm obsessed with. I want to be able to surprise you with a little something something and send it your way. So then I can slide into your DMs to get your address to send you a little something something from the Low Life podcast, whether it be something I'm obsessed with or a low life sponsor product I want to send your way to try out, or I just want to say thank you and message you directly. I'll be picking people at random, and I just want to, you know, show some love to you in that way. And that's the best way that I can get in touch with you. So yeah, write your Instagram handle somewhere in the comment if you want to stay in touch that way. All right. I want to take a moment to shout out some of my amazing low lifers who have taken the time to write a review on Apple Podcasts. First one up comes from MBean4285. MBean writes, "Daddy Issues, amazing," as the title. 5 stars. "I could literally listen to this episode over and over again. So good. And I loved your genuine conversation with your dad. Made me want to pick up the phone and call my dad. Keep it up," with a little yellow heart. Oh, that's sweet. "I'm so glad you enjoyed that episode. I know it took some convincing for me to get my dad to come on the podcast. Part of it was because my dad's introverted. And I think part of it, full disclosure, was he was a little intimidated because when the Queen came on, the response to her episodes, I mean, to this day, have been overwhelming. But people really love those podcast episodes with my mama. And she's a great guest. I mean, she's philosophical. She's smart. She's intuitive. She's very vulnerable. And to this day, it's my favorite episode. Like, it's hands down, I like to call it like my hero episode. If anyone wants a sense of like what the podcast is or has never heard of the podcast, The Low Life, that's the one I recommend for them to listen. I'm like, listen to that. And if you are down with that, well, then you'll get the rest of the show. It's just so close to my heart, that episode, and it's very, very special to me. So I think my dad, knowing that and and seeing the response from people, and it's one of the highest downloaded episodes in the low life history. I think my dad was like, oh, it's some big shoes to fill. Like, I don't think I should go on. And I told him, you know what, Dad, you bring such a different energy and vibe, and you're 50% of the equation of creating this mess that is me. So I think people would love to hear from you, and you're intelligent and wise beyond your years and kind and loving, and I just want your ass on the podcast. So to hear you say that you enjoyed that episode, I do share that with him, and it does make him feel good. And because it's, you know, a vulnerable thing to put yourself out there. I know he gets nervous about it. And so the response has been great. So I'm so glad you guys are enjoying that episode. And the fact that it made some of you want to pick up the phone and call your dad or someone who's like a dad to you, like MBean4285, that makes it worth it. So thank you, Queen. All right, next podcast review comes from Mads M12, M-A-D-S, M12. Her subject, to my little churro. She wrote, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a light in this world. I also have so much respect for you for being able to respect all political views and not shaming one side or another. This podcast is truly a welcoming place on all fronts. Mads M12, thank you for saying that. And I agree. This is a safe place for all political views. I mean, case in point, my dad, freaking old school Republican conservative, loves him some Reagan. I mean, and the fact that my mom and dad, like my dad's total Reaganomics vibes, conservative. And then you got the queen over here who's like Kamala Harris cooking in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like the fact that they're able to have a 32-year marriage and we have tons of discussions on different political views and stuff. It's really nice. So I'm open to everyone's political beliefs, religious beliefs, and I'm not about to shame someone for what they believe in. I think that's so shitty to do. So yeah, everybody is welcome here at the Low Life Podcast. And I got a couple DMs from people on the gram, and they're like, hey, Lo, just want you to know that I'm like a big Trump supporter, and I also love the Low Life Podcast. And I'm like, oh, shit. That's amazing. Like, that to me is like, wow, how cool is that? I've had a couple people that are like, Lo, we may not agree on certain things. And, you know, I'm devout Christian. And, you know, and I also happen to be a Trump supporter or whoever they could vote for. I don't know. I got one person who reached out and she said, Lo, I'm a devout Christian. I definitely don't agree with everything that you say, but I love that this is a safe place, that no one is shamed or bullied or ridiculed for what they believe in. And that will never happen on this podcast. Not on my freaking watch. No way. So the fact that someone who is, you know, very conservative or devout Christian or whatever it may be can still enjoy this podcast and know that it's, you know, a place for everybody. That's awesome. That's why I'm really excited for the Facebook group too, because I know the conversations are going to go down and we'll be able to get some more great guest ideas and more recommendations for the show, because you guys will have more say in that way, you know? All right, I got another review on Apple Podcasts from Tanyeah, Tanyeah. And she writes, my fellow cancer Mexicana, I love me some Lo and I relate to on almost every level. Keep the amazing shows coming. They are coming, you little spicy enchilada. I'm going to keep them coming just for you, Tanyeah. All right, I want to share one more, and this comes from Jojo Bigelow. J-O-J-O Bigelow. Oh, great name. Jojo Bigelow writes, love you. 5 stars. I know you from Kay Bristow. Your friendship with her and Jason is goals. Your podcast about Dookie was awesome. Losing your pet is the hardest. I'm glad you shared everything. It helped me with my loss last January. I got a new puppy and it helped. You're the best. Heart, heart, thumbs up. Oh, I'm sorry you experienced that loss too, because I know firsthand that it freaking sucks. It's the worst. But yeah, I've considered getting a new pup. I'm just not there yet, but I do think that will help. And I love dogs so much that I definitely want to get another pup eventually. I just feel like I need a little bit more time before I cross that bridge. Eventually, that's the goal. But you know, I'm just going to give it a little bit more time and I'll know when I feel ready for it. Because right now, I feel like it would just be putting a Band-Aid on an open wound. And to each their own, everyone's different in that regard, how you can heal from grief. So, you know, I'm just going to keep going about my day. I love cooking for friends. I've been spending time with people, the closest ones to me. Elliot has been a great distraction. He's not a pug, but, you know, he's playful and he loves to cuddle. You know, that's cute.
So I've been having people around me and my family getting to spend time with them. And so that's been a healthy distraction from feeling sad or, you know, really missing Dookie. But I can't wait to get another pup eventually. But anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend ahead. Live your best life. Have some snacks. Take a swim. But don't forget to drink your water, Puta, because I know you're thirsty. I love you and I'm out.